Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger fledgling, see? See the vortex like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and I've got another great look back at the 80s for you tonight. Before I begin, a big thank you to all of you who donated to our spring donation drive this year and helping us keep it freeform here at WMFO. No specific theme for tonight, so I'll kick things off with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. 40 years ago this week, this single by Elton John was at number 23 on the US Hot 100. The song was a tribute to John Lennon, who was murdered in December of 1980. Name the song. You can catch the answer to the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week at the end of the show. However, feel free to text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I will be monitoring it live for the next hour. I also post the SquidPod 80s trivia question on Twitter at SquidPod Radio, so feel free to reply to the tweet. Another Savoir Faire exclusive remix, only on Songs from the SquidPod.
The CDC finds more than 97% of patients hospitalized and nearly 100% of those who've died are unvaccinated.
You know, wanting to text her, and then I'm like, what am I doing?
Said, you know, I'm just not certain. I'm just not certain. And her mom tried to tell her, nothing in this life is really certain, but this is the best we've got. But ultimately, she didn't listen. She didn't get the vaccine, and she ended up in the hospital. And it was really heartbreaking because what Kimberly told me was that her daughter didn't want to be sedated, didn't want to go on a ventilator. And the day that they finally had to do it, her mom said, I'll be there when you wake up, and sang to her as they sedated her and put her under. And of course, she never really woke up until her last moments when they finally took her off the vent. And what Kimberly told me, her daughter's last words were, Mama, I can't breathe.
Remembering you, falling into my arms.
Dr. Brittany Cobia works at Grandview Medical Center in Birmingham. She wrote, quote, I'm admitting young, healthy people to the hospital with very serious COVID infections. One of the last things they do before they're intubated is beg me for the vaccine. I hold their hand and tell them that I'm sorry, but it's too late.
Of you, I never hold on to your heart. Looking so long for the voice to be true, you're always just breaking apart my pictures of you.
The most tragic part of this story is that almost all of these hospitalizations and deaths would have and could have been avoided if misguided Americans had not followed the crazed teachings of a growing death cult and instead just followed the advice of their family doctor.
We'll be right back. fire all around. If you let me go, romance is dying, we'll be fine. When they close the memories, love is dying in your eyes. When they close the memories, see you dance under the sky. I've been living in Shanko. Just been living in Shanko, that's alright. We've been living in Shanko. We've been living in Shanko all the night. I've been living in Shanko. Just been living in Shanko, that's alright. We've been living in Lexos, dancing all the night over. Never gonna get you right. I've been living in Shanko. Just been living in Shanko, that's alright. We've been living in Shanko. We've been living in Shanko all the night. I've been living in Shanko. Just been living in Shanko, that's alright. We've been living in Lexos, dancing all the night over. Never gonna get you right.
You're tuned into Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We began tonight's show with a savoir-faire exclusive vaccination PSA. I have spun this remix of The Cure's Pictures of You from 1990 before, but it's a friendly reminder that despite upticks in cases, you are better off with the vaccine. Tracy Weber's Sure Shot from 1981 had nothing to do with the vaccine, but you have to admit it's pretty infectious. Some Italo disco from Tozzo. We listened to their 1987 single, Shankle. Gene Love's Jezebel felt the motion of love from their 1987 release, The House of Dolls, but Ministry says you have to work for love. That's taken from their 1983 release, With Sympathy. And Stephanie Mills wrapped up the first half of the show with Bit by Bit from the 1985 soundtrack to Fletch. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon footprint of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Take the time to live, take the time to give.
Well, that's it for me, folks. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. for another look back at the 80s. Before I go, let's answer tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. 40 years ago this week, this single by Elton John was at number 23 on the US Hot 100. The song was a tribute to John Lennon, who was murdered in December of 1980. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Empty Garden, Hey Hey Johnny. That would peak at number 13 on the US Hot 100, and it appears on Elton John's 1982 album, Jump Up. The last set started off with That Petrol Emotion and their track Big Decision from 1987's Babel. Some local 80s from The Cars, we listened to Night Spots from their 1979 release Candy O. DeBarge followed with You Wear It Well. That's off of their 1985 release Rhythm of the Night. Adam and the Ants gave us Prince Charming from the album of the same name from 1981. We then heard from Electronic and the track Reality. That's taken from their self-titled release from 1991. Closing out the set was Echo and the Bunnymen and My Kingdom from their 1984 release, Ocean Rain. Have a great weekend, everyone. Just a reminder, it's a fact. If you're vaccinated against the coronavirus, you are less of a risk to others. Be mindful, be kind. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and be sure to get the booster as soon as possible. And don't forget to wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth when you're out and about. I'll leave you with the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question. Ciao.
What happened here as the New York sunset disappeared? I found an empty garden among the flagstones there. Who lived here? He must have been a gardener that cared a lot. Weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now it all looks strange. It's funny how one insect can damage so much grain. And what's it for, this little empty garden by the brownstone door and in the cracks along the sidewalk? Nothing grows no more. Who lived here? He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. And we are so amazed, we're crippled. We hear your name.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.